prayer bulletin and encourage you throughout the week to be lifting up these needs in prayer. I do want to mention next Wednesday, looking ahead, that there will be no services next Wednesday evening because of the Thanksgiving holiday. So just make note of that. And then, if you will, I don't have time to go through all the requests this evening. I do want to make special mention of Ruby Christian's sister, past Margaret Carter. So please keep Ruby in your prayers and keep that family in your prayers this week. Several others are dealing with the loss of loved ones, and then several prayer requests in that bulletin. And I did have two submissions this evening, requests that were submitted to me. One is Jennifer Smith, if you jot that down. She is a friend of Michaela Murphy, daughter of Becky Bryant. She's dealing with high blood pressure and some skin issues. That's Jennifer Smith. And then an update on Richard Scott. He's dealing with an infection right now, if you'd keep him in your prayers. He does have a course of treatment, 6 months of chemo coming up for Richard Scott. So please keep Richard in your prayers as well. So a couple of updates there for the prayer bulletin. And I've shared this before, but I was going through some old notes and came up and seemed very fitting for this evening. About 100 years ago, a little girl had an eye infection. Couldn't get the medical treatment she needed and ended up going blind altogether. That little girl, when she was 8 years old, wrote this poem. She wrote, "Oh, what a happy child I am, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot and I won't." Pretty amazing poem from an 8-year-old girl. That little girl lived to be 94 years old, wrote some 9,000 hymns and songs. You probably know her by Fanny Crosby. Amazing testimony in her life. Wrote classics, Blessed Assurance, Rescue the Perishing, Pass Me Not, Gentle Savior. I thought of the scripture, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. We want to celebrate that this evening. We want to give praise for that, thanksgiving for that, all those good and perfect gifts, from salvation to family to food and shelter, clothing, some of the little things that we oftentimes overlook. And in a moment, we want to kick things off with a song, Count Your Blessings. And the chorus of that song is very, very good and very fitting for us to start out with this evening. Chorus goes like this. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. So if we take time, if we're still before the Lord and we seek Him, if we take time and count our blessings, I know we will be surprised. We're going to give you time to do that this evening. Surprised at all the Lord has done in our lives. Surprised at all He's doing in our lives, even currently. So following our singing this evening, I say this morning a moment ago, this evening, after we sing that song, Count Your Many Blessings, we want to give you the opportunity, again, just for some personal reflection, take a few minutes, write down on the back of your prayer bulletin, which says Give Thanks. Just take time before the Lord, jot some things down. Maybe jot down a couple of favorite hymns, because we're going to give you, we've not done this for a long time, give the opportunity to request some hymns. Good luck with that, Pastor Paul, this evening. I'm glad I don't have to play and sing when I'm not ready, but he'll do great with that, very willing this evening. So we'll give you that chance as well. So let's go ahead and sing Count Your Blessings together, and then I'll come back up here in just a moment. Be seated. And I want to give you maybe 5, 6, 7 minutes just to be still before the Lord, take some time in prayer, give thanks to Him, and jot some things down so when the opportunity arises, you can share this evening. So let me go ahead and pray and get that silent time of personal reflection started, and then we'll have some scripture reading and jump into some songs and testimonies. Father, thank you so much for your goodness towards us. Thank you for the gospel. Thank you for our salvation. And I pray that this time right now of personal reflection, that you would just move in our hearts, that you would give us an attitude of gratitude, that you would help us to be able to set aside all else and focus on all the little things that so often we neglect, we take for granted. We thank you for all of those things. So bring these things to mind. Help us to praise you for them and give thanks for them. And I pray that above all else, your name would be lifted high this evening. It's not about us, our testimonies, or anything. It's all about you. And we know that every good and perfect gift does come from you, and we thank you for it. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Once you start writing, it's hard to stop, isn't it? You start counting the blessings, and that pen or pencil just keeps on going. We could go all night doing that, but God is good. He's been so good to us in so many different ways. We want to have a scripture reading, a responsive reading, to where I'll read a verse, and then I'll read the next verse, but it'll say congregation up on the screen. If you'll read in unison with me, and we'll work our way through. We have two passages tonight. After that, we want to give you a chance to select some of your favorites, four favorites. Then later on we'll have another scripture reading and have four more favorites with some testimonies between. So just to give you a little roadmap for this evening. So Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7, and you should be able to follow along on the screen. Oh come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Oh come, let us bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand.
All right, using the hymn books in front of you, we'll take four hymns or songs in the hymn book. They're not all going to be hymns necessarily. Just two rules. If the congregation does not know the song, you get to come up and sing a solo. And if I don't know it, you get to come up and play it. I'm kidding. But shout it out loud so that I can hear. Go ahead and give me the hymn number. And if you can also give me the name of the song so I know how badly to panic.
Great song selections this evening. That's always special to hear everybody's favorites. And they were great this evening. We want to take some time now. Pastor Jim's going to help me on the left side. He said we were in a little competition before the service. Who can gather more testimonies of thanksgiving? So we'll see what happens. But Jim will get you a mic on this side. Please don't be shy. Testify to what the Lord has done. I'll take care of this side. So if you have a testimony of thanks you'd like to give to the Lord, please just raise your hand and we'll get you a microphone.
I don't need a microphone. Mine is opportunity, and I'm thankful. I mean, I'm glad to have the opportunity to be a part of God's kingdom and to be a part of the work that He's doing in the hearts of those and the people and the places that He places in my life, and to be a part of such a wonderful church family. Nobody can even imagine how much everyone's meant to me, especially over the last year and a half. For the love of others have shown me, for especially my church family, and how people have shown me to love like God loves, and my earthly family and everything, and for prayer and being able to just walk daily with Jesus, because if I didn't have Him as my best friend, I wouldn't make it.
That's 1-1, Jim. Just kidding. Thank you, Bill.
I just want to thank the Lord for the people that He sent into my life in times past who spoke the truth to me and Sometimes I suppressed it. Sometimes it angered me that they actually had the nerve to say things to me like they did. But I praise God that there was a day when I truly listened. And I praise Him for sending those people into my life. Some were dear friends and family. Some were just strangers I happened to meet and have a conversation with. And I can remember one day very plainly, I'd been saved. I was not a very mature Christian, but one day I was singing in the choir, and the song was "I Love to Tell the Story," and it just convicted me so that I was not doing what I was singing. And the Lord just moved me from that moment on, that I hope I never pass up a chance to witness of Jesus Christ in someone's life. Thank you.
I just want to say that I am so grateful to God that He saw fit to move me from a small town in southeastern New York to an even smaller town in southwestern Virginia, where He led me up the road to Johnston Chapel, where I became a family member. You all are my family. God gave me a beautiful family, and I have learned so much from this family, where I can honestly, with all of my heart, say, it is well with my soul. Thank you.
So appropriate to be talking about Thanksgiving and things that I'm thankful for here at this place. Because as a young man, God led me to this young lady. And that's a story in itself. We had our first date right here at Johnson's Chapel. And I began attending Johnson's Chapel. But when I think about all the things to be thankful for, I have to go back to my family. I grew up in a Christian home, a wonderful, godly mother and father that I miss so much. And I'll go back even farther, talk about my godly grandfather and grandmother, this fella's father right here, Paul Furrow's father. Wonderful servant of the Lord. He was a holiness preacher down in McDowell County and started a bunch of churches down there and rode up and down the hollers, picked up children, and brought them to church. So I had a lot of Christian influence in my life growing up that I am so thankful for. And I thank God very often for that. I thank God for them. And I thank God for my mother and dad for the godly influence. I always knew, even when I wasn't seeking the Lord, I always knew the kind of life that I should be living. And God brought me to this place. And I was so fortunate to sit under Preacher Jimmy Jones and Pastor John and Pastor Dan. Man, it just doesn't get any better than that. And this church means so much to me. 47 years now that I've been a member here. My very, 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 very best and closest friends are from this church. And they just mean so much to me. I am so, so thankful. And I'm so thankful for my family. I'm so thankful for I'm thankful for my salvation. The most important decision. I'm thankful for one more thing. When I just want to say, when God was dealing with my heart, and I was a young man. Me and a couple of my friends were sitting at a restaurant talking about spiritual things. We were all kind of searching, and I can remember making a comment that I know that I'm going to be a Christian one day, but I'm just not ready yet. And one of my friends said, Jerry, well, he didn't say Jerry, he said, Hawks. He said, Hawks, I just can't accept that. I just can't accept it. And something about that rebuke, the Holy Spirit used. That night, I gave my heart to the Lord. Whew, that's a tough one. But it's the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to me. Praise the Lord.
That's good to hear, Jerry, where you said you've been here 47 years. So you were like 3 when you started. Something like that. One of the things, you know, my wife was saying, didn't you have anything? You weren't jotting down things to be thankful for. I got a whole memory bank of things to be thankful for. I didn't have to write down any of them. But one of the greatest things is, you know, we have kids and we have grandkids, and they've all have been under the teaching in this church their whole life. And they've grown up and gone their own ways. And maybe your kids haven't gone the way you'd like for them to go. Or maybe there's things you question. But I know that they have received the word as truthful as it can be presented. And they have choices to make. And I'm... You know, I guess if you're a parent, you're probably never, ever really 100%. Man, they're just right on target. But I know that they have the foundation that they have to make the right decisions, choices in life. And I'm so thankful for that. It took, I mean, it isn't like an escapement. It said, well, I've taken them to a good church so I can just act however I want to. It's a whole circle of things that... bring us together. I'm also thankful, not just because she's sitting here with me and I'm trying to score points tonight, but my wife is something else. This church is where we met. In this guy's Sunday school class, of all things. And most days, we're thankful that we were in that Sunday school class, but you know, we're a married couple, and she's not always what she ought to be. Somebody made a comment about this being a family, and it truly is. We're not a clique. We're a family of believers, and not... you know, the only reason I'm here is because somebody asked me to come here. And that's something I don't know. It bothers me that I haven't asked more people to come in here, and hopefully they could enjoy the same things I have for many, many years. It's something to keep in mind. So thank you all for being my family, and it's a good place to be.
Don't worry, it's not over. We'll still give you more opportunity for that. It sounds like we got like the makings of a matchmaking ministry at Johnston Chapel. You've got one couple found love here, another one over here. Got a couple of leaders to start it off, another one over here. Yeah, so there we go. If you're looking for your soulmate, might happen right here. Might happen tonight. I want to do another responsive reading here, and then, by the way, excellent testimonies. Thank you. It blesses my heart in a lot of ways. And then we'll have some more congregational selections, give you guys some favorite songs, opportunities to choose those, and then some more testimony. So, responsive reading, the second one is Psalm 107 and verses 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands. From the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to a city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man. For He satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul He fills with good things. Great song selections again. Thank you for that. We want to take some more testimonies. I want to share one just real briefly. I don't want to take away from your opportunity, but I want to say thank you to the Lord for you. And thank you for your thankfulness, your gratefulness during Pastor's Appreciation Month. We feel loved and supported in every way. All the pastors, I'll speak for them and for myself. Thank you for that. All the kind notes, all the encouraging words, the gifts, it just means a lot. I'm very thankful for you. And then a couple in the church was kind enough to pay our way down to the Cove, the Billy Graham Training Center there. Heard Albert Moeller speak, and it was fantastic. Just what we needed last week for a few days, refreshing and encouraging. I want to share just a brief word from the first night Albert Moeller was sharing about the turning point in Jesus' ministry, John 6, where people stop following Jesus. And Jesus turns to His disciples and He says, "You don't want to leave too, do you?" He asked the 12. Simon Peter answered Him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that You are the Holy One of God." And it was just a good reminder and encouragement to me. You can grow weary in ministry. What else am I going to do with my life? Where else am I going to go? I have the words of eternal life. I have the privilege of sharing them with you week after week. And I'm grateful for that. Ministry is not a burden. As I've said before, ministry is a gift. Not my ministry to the Lord giving me the opportunity to minister. So I'm grateful and I thank the Lord for you. Anybody else have a testimony to share this evening? We're going to go a little bit over. If you have children and you need to run out, no judgment here. But we want to give you opportunity. This is great. It's been a great evening together so far.
I wanted to take just a moment. I wrote down some things. My memory is good like John's, but my forgetter's getting better all the time. And so I jotted down a few things. I wanted to thank the Lord for, one is just this year, His goodness in giving Jeannie and me the health and strength to continue serving Him. We're very grateful for that. It was our prayer and desire when I retired to be able to have opportunities to continue to serve. And the Lord's done that. And then I was thinking about God's providence. When I finished up last year, January 1st, an interim at First Baptist Church in Fairleigh, Lewisburg, I didn't have anything scheduled for this year. And I just committed that to the Lord, and somehow He began opening doors. And I think if He allows me to finish out the services that are already scheduled for this year, I will be in some 45 different services this year. A couple of those were four-day revival meetings, so it's not like 45 Sundays, but I'm very grateful for God giving me those kind of opportunities. And then I just thank the Lord for His faithfulness. We all have ups and downs. We all have strengths and weaknesses. We all have good times and times when we fail. And I'm thankful that Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 that even when we deny Him, He remains faithful because He cannot deny Himself. It's just who He is, and He cannot turn His back on His own character. And I'm so grateful that through all the ups and downs of life and ministry, the Lord has been faithful to me this year. I'm in a lot of different churches. I meet a lot of different pastors. There is no one I would rather call my pastor than Pastor Dan. And I am so grateful to God that He sent Pastor Dan here to be our shepherd. I look back on 5.5 years ago, and it was not an easy thing to leave here. And more and more and more every day, it is confirmed that God had His plan and that His plan was perfect. And I am so grateful to sit under the tremendous teaching and preaching ministry of Pastor Dan. Thank God.
I'm kind of new to this family, but I wanted to say thank you tonight for all of those that have been so kind to receive me. Now the Lord gave me, Evelyn, here, and you trimmed her up real good in those years before I got here. But I wanted to say thank you to the Lord tonight for, though you don't know a whole lot about me, God gave me 43 years of successful ministry, pastoral ministry, and I praise Him for that. I thank Him that even being an older man, that God has blessed me with family and with loved ones, with a church family that I thoroughly have enjoyed being a part of. I started coming in 2012, if I recall correctly. Some just whenever I was not on the road. But I praise the Lord for this church, I do, and I praise God for His faithfulness to me and to Evelyn and I, and in our golden years that He's given us the privilege to share life together, and especially to share life with you. Thank you.
But it's okay. We got nowhere to go. Nothing better to do. So anybody else, last opportunities, anybody want to share anything? Don't be shy. We'll all be blessed by it.
I just have to say that I was in a church that one of the little ladies, they gave testimonies every Sunday. And this little lady would say, I just can't pass up the opportunity to say, I praise my Lord for saving me. And I do. And we can all say that, can't we? Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Because He has saved us and from our sins. And we thank Him for His mercy and His grace every day. And when you are with Him every day, I don't know what your time is to be with Him alone, but oh, in the presence of the Lord. I love that song that Paul plays, and he does it often for me on the piano, in the presence of Jehovah. And He is our Jehovah. And we thank Him, Paul and I. I praise God for Paul, this godly man that He brought into my life. And we thank Him. We have our times together of just thanking the Lord and praising Him. And I want to thank this family. And truly, you are a family. When you're away and then you come back, oh my goodness, we know what we have here in a godly family, and I thank God for you, and I thank God for my dear friends, and we keep praising Him and looking up. He's coming.
Now I'm going to say something, and you're going to get a chuckle out of it, but I'll explain. You don't understand how much of a miracle it is that I'm a married man. Because my beloved bride here is from the state of Tennessee. And we knew each other on and off for several years before the Lord decided that the time was right for us to get together. And there are about 10,000 different ways that events could have gone. And maybe one that resulted in us being together. And that was what the Lord saw fit to do. And I thank my God every day for her, for the progress that I have made in my walk with the Lord because of her, and what the Lord has taught me of His love through my relationship with her. She has been nothing but a blessing. And I thank the Lord for putting us together.